Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, May 13th. Currently, we're mixed in the grains this morning. Corn's down a penny and a half. Beans are down 11. Wheat's up 5¾ cents. All the grains have rallied significantly off their early lows. The wheat's rallied as much as 11 or 12 cents. Beans have rallied 8 cents. Corn's rallied about 8 cents as well off the lows. So we had a little bit of a bounce back here today. We've obviously, we're still fighting the effects of the lack of a conclusion to the trade war. No deal was made, left the farmers in the lurch here. And I don't know, how we're going to get by in the grain business without some kind of deal or help for the American farmer out here. In addition to that, the WASD reports on Friday were so bearish that, it's hard to think that there's going to be anything beside a little short covering that's going to rally this market. When you've got a corn carryout of 2.5 billion bushels and a bean carryout of 970, where are you going with prices? The beans are almost triple what they were a year and a half ago. So, I don't know where we go with this thing. We'll get a short covering rally on any given day like we're seeing in the wheat here. The corn, we're going to lose some acres out here, but we better lose the entire state of Illinois to really make a difference in these carryouts. Wisconsin, anywhere near the river, is still really bad. Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, Iowa, Arkansas, and Missouri, it's all wet and they're having trouble getting grain in the ground. We're going to have to see significant amounts of grain not get in the ground, like I said, to make a big difference out here. As we move forward this week, it looks a little bit drier this week, but then again wet again later in the week and then next week again. So things don't look great, but is it going to be enough to really turn this market? Funds are short, 300,000 contracts of corn, 160,000 contracts of beans, 85,000 contracts of wheat. So there is some buying power under this market if the funds do want to cover here during the week. But I think the pros will certainly be looking to sell rallies until we figure out what the president's going to do. There was talk about some kind of giveaway program to impoverished nations. What are you going to do? Are you going to give feed corn away to countries that don't have livestock? Are you going to give soybeans away to countries that don't have crushing capacity? So it just didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Are they going to come up with some kind of late acreage deal? Seems awful late for that. Are they going to come up with direct payments like they did for last year? I don't know. That's certainly possible. But right now, the American farmer is really taking it on the chin. We've got to have something positive done here. There doesn't look to be any trade deal in the offing for quite some time. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.